Genius adds 2.0 Voices, Pixelmator Cherry Edition, Hans Zimmer's new single, and How I Met Your Mother may get a 9th season. It's Monday, July 30th, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning and welcome to another edition of iWeek. I, as you can probably see in the video version, am recording the audio, at least, of this show with the iPhone microphone. So let's see how this turns out today. Hopefully pretty good. I'm going to use the Final Cut Pro to sync these up with the camera I'm using here, and we'll see how it turns out. This is kind of another mobile setup here that I'm recording at, so another kind of test bed to see how it turns out. So first up today is a somewhat bizarre set of ads from Apple. During the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, three new Apple ads made their debut. These ads advertise the Apple Geniuses rather than a specific product. I have to say, these ads are rather odd. I did not hate them as many others have expressed on Twitter, but it seems like a weird thing to advertise, and especially in the way they did it. I mean, how many geniuses do you know that wear their uniforms while they are sleeping in their apartments or while they are traveling in planes? You can watch the ads on Apple's website. I kind of hope they rethink this campaign and have more real-life experiences in an Apple store. I love them showing them what they do at the Genius Bar. I, for instance, got a smashed iPod Touch replaced for free. Show that. Show what geniuses do in their daily lives. Show angry, I'm not sure if showing angry customers would be good, but show them at work. I, for one, would find it entertaining to watch a movie about the career of an Apple genius, but that might be a little bit weird for Apple to make. Never mind to that one. But anyways, an interesting ad campaign for sure. They start off with three ads. I'm not sure how many more they will produce with this Apple Genius campaign. Now, onto some Mountain Lion news. First up is a SMC update to the Retina MacBook Pro. The update enables PowerNap for the new computer. The update hit after the MacBook Air update, which I find a tad odd. Anyways, it's out now and brings this rather awesome feature to this rather awesome laptop. Last week, I did get Mountain Lion installed, and I did get PowerNap along with that on my 2011 MacBook Air. And I gotta say, I'm impressed. The whole OS is much more polished than I remember in the beta, and PowerNap is rather cool. Running backups while my machine naps is an awesome thing. The one feature I want them to add is iTunes streaming while PowerNapping. This feature would be simply incredible. Apple TV still need a fully awake Macintosh to stream content to it if you're not using iCloud, and that should change. The other Mountain Lion story today has to do with voices. I noted that the App Store had an update for the Samantha voice I had installed on Lion. It simply said, voice update, Samantha 2.0, delivers pronunciation and clarity improvements. For every voice a user chooses to install, an update is available. I personally haven't tried out the new voices, which I probably should have done before and after comparison, but improvements are always welcomed. Now my Siri shows will sound even better. Now on to some random Apple news. First up is Apple buying yet another company. Authentech, I'm not sure how I pronounce it, which makes fingerprint sensor chips used in personal computers, said it agreed to be bought by Apple for about $356 million. It is speculated that this buy will play into Apple's aim for a secure mobile wallet, but as I said, that is just speculation. It could be that Apple bought this company for patents and lawsuit gains, but again, that is just more speculation. No one really knows for sure the whole story except for that of Apple, and I'd imagine Authentech as well. Next up is Pixelmator's Cherry release, which will add Retina display support for that MacBook Pro. Pixelmator 2.1, codenamed Cherry, has been entirely rewritten to support the Retina display and be optimized for that also awesome MacBook Pro. The update is very close to being released and, well, looks to be a great update. If you edit images, Pixelmator is a great app for you, and I'd highly recommend it, even if you don't have the shiny new awesome Retina computer. It is available exclusively in the Mac App Store and is priced at just $15. Before getting into the closing stories today, I wanted to share a bit about a rather creepy thing NBC did last week. Crappy thing they did last week. NBC offered no live streaming of the opening ceremonies, even though they offer tons and tons of online streaming of the Olympics. The Verge reports that the company instead directed its viewers towards its tape-delayed prime time broadcast in the evening of whatever local time you were in. If you're in Hawaii, that's about 6 hours behind the East Coast. NBC has now defended the decision to the Los Angeles Times, telling the paper in an emailed statement that the ceremonies are complex entertainment spectacles that do not translate well online because they require context, which our award-winning production team will provide for the large primetime audiences that gather together to watch them. However, in the same statement, NBC also touts that it streams every event from all 32 sports, a massive expanse of coverage that will no doubt demand even more context than this stage entertainment extravaganza that is the opening ceremony. This to me is a rather crazy thing. I personally don't have a TV, and that makes it so I can't watch the opening ceremonies. I haven't taken the time to look into it, but since I don't pay for cable, I believe the online streaming is not available for me either. But I could be wrong, and it might be just that iOS streaming is limited to cable subscribers. I personally would love an iTunes package that would have all the Olympic coverage sold through an iTunes deal or distributed through a free podcast, but that's a pipe dream, I guess, but a rather good dream. Closing out the show today are a few things of interest, two things of interest, I should say. First up is just one of the many ways you can help out the victims of the Colorado shootings that happened during the midnight premiere of The Dark Knight Rises. Hans Zimmer, the composer of The Dark Knight Rises and The Dark Knight Trilogy, has released an original track that he composed just after this horrific event happened, and he's released it online for sale to benefit the Aurora Victim Relief Fund established by Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper and the Community First Foundation. Zimmer recorded this track in London in the days following the shooting and announced its availability on his Facebook page this week, or I should say last week, last week. So the haunting 8-minute track is entitled Aurora. Aurora is available to order internationally in iTunes for $1.29. Residents of the United States can also purchase the track by going to the Water Tower Music website and making a minimum donation of 10 cents. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to Aurora Victim Relief Organization. I ended up buying this track twice, once on Water Tower Music's website and the second time on iTunes. I forgot to check if it was in iTunes, and it was, and so I bought it again. The music itself is very haunting and, well, a beautiful track. It is a really nice dedication piece and worth buying on its own merits without even the donation. I'd encourage you to buy this single either on iTunes or on the Water Tower site. The iTunes link will be in the show notes at iwakepodcast.com. The other story today is that of How I Met Your Mother. Evidently, Season 8, which most thought would be its very last season, may not be its last. TV Line is reporting comments from CBS President Nina Tassler, where she expresses the hope that the show will indeed continue for a 9th season. And that would probably be the last season. She says, "We're in early conversations and we're pretty optimistic, although she did add that we're not there yet. I'm a huge fan of this comedy and discovered it just last year. I'm hopeful it can continue on for a 9th season. Either way, it is sounding like we will meet the mother in Season 8. Next goes to Hypebol.com for finding this encouraging information. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. Make sure to go and buy the Hans Zimmer single, Aurora, in iTunes today. Or wherever you can, the other site, which would be the Water Tower Music website. It's well worth your $1.29, and it goes towards a great cause. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.